Comedian Rosie O'Donnell has been locked in an acrimonious courtroom battle with the publisher of her defunct magazine over who should take the blame for the magazine's collapse. Yesterday, the judge had sharp words for both sides, NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Gruner and Jahr sued O'Donnell for $100 million after she walked away from their joint magazine venture in September 2002. O'Donnell countersued for $125 million. Yesterday, New York Supreme Court Judge Ira Gamerman left no doubt he was less than impressed with the evidence he'd seen and probably wouldn't award money to either side. Damages assume the magazine would have been successful in the future, he said, and there's no reasonable certainty of that. Afterward, O'Donnell appeared outside the courthouse to address the large crowd of reporters who obsessively followed the case.
The story of this case is not who won or lost, but simply how many times peace was offered and war was chosen by the other side.
O'Donnell had abandoned the magazine after the editors tried to put her picture on the cover alongside two stars from The Sopranos, and the witnesses' tales of bare-knuckles infighting at the publication sometimes seemed like something out of a mafia movie. O'Donnell wanted gritty cover stories on people like Mike Tyson, and she allegedly flew into a rage when the company tried to run a piece about Jennifer Aniston. Once known as the Queen of Nice, O'Donnell admitted telling an editor that she'd get breast cancer again if she lied to her. Meanwhile, the company's chief financial officer admitted that he misrepresented circulation figures in order to keep O'Donnell happy. For its part, Gruner and Jahr said it disagreed with the judge's comments yesterday and hoped he would reconsider awarding damages. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.